I'm a lot Whistleblower Radio, and it's Wednesday night, and we have a very exciting show tonight for you. We've got Mike Harris with us. He's a talk show host from Republic Broadcasting, and he had me on his show, and we caused quite a ruckus over there, apparently. And so I just decided to return the favor, and he's a really fascinating guy. He's got a very interesting background and seems to have some great insight into what's really going on here on planet Earth, specifically to do with backdoors in our technology that have been given to China. And so we're going to be talking about that during the show, but I just wanted to start off here with a song that I'm really liking very much and that Tommy Hansen, my webmaster, made me a remix of. So I'm just going to play it. I don't know if that's against the rules or whatever, but here goes.
I tell you, the dragonborn comes. With a voice wielding power of the ancient martyr. Believe, the dragonborn comes. It's an end to the evil of Oscar's soul. Beware, beware, the dragonborn comes.
Anyway, so that is Maluka, and some people will be familiar with her, I'm sure. And I guess this is part of a game, I think it's called Skyrim. At any rate, it's amazing music and very haunting. The message is clear, I think. So I just thought I'd start the show off with that. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, Carrie, I'm here. How are you this evening?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually doing very well today.
Okay, lovely. So, we've got a lot of exciting things going on, and I know people will be interested to sort of be catching up also on current events. And, Mike, you've been sort of right there along with everything that's going on, and I know that you're up to speed on everything. So we're going to kind of bash things around between us. And happy to take phone calls. And by the way, we have a chat room that goes in association with our show. So here at, if you go to projectcamelot.org, you'll see there's a, you know, a radio show icon. If you just scroll down, you'll see next to it that it says chat room. And you click on the chat room and then you just, you know, log in with whatever name you'd like to call yourself today. And, basically, you can chat away while the show's going on, and I will check in there. If you put your questions in all caps, I will see them and try to get to them. So that's how we do the show. And then at the same time, American Freedom Radio does have a call-in number, and we'll send that out halfway through the show, and so you can actually call in later, probably in the second hour. So, with that out of the way, let me say that I do encourage everyone listening who hasn't done so already to go to my blog, and that is on projectcamelotproductions.com. And I think the next part of the URL is blog.html. But at any rate, if you just go to projectcamelot.org and you click on Carrie's blog, then you will get to it. And I do give people updates. I give people whistleblower information that I'm getting on the spot that day. And I am getting a lot of whistleblower information behind the scenes on all of the things that are happening right now. And so I do encourage you to stay tuned to my blog if you want to know what the latest updates are. In fact, just prior to the show, I heard that CNN has picked up the story. Now, I'm not sure whether they actually went live with it on their main page, but I was sent the link. I went over. I think I tweeted it, and I tried to Facebook it. I don't think I made it in time, but at any rate, it is out there, and it's starting to get around. It's basically called the $1 trillion lawsuit story, and so if you just, I guess, do a Google search, maybe it'll come up, and you'll find the CNN. I don't know if they actually, you know, like I said, did any kind of commentary on the story. Mike, did you happen to notice any major news today on that?
Well, it's popping up everywhere. It's all over the internet. It's gone completely viral there. I haven't had on the mainstream media today because I just don't find it has enough content that's straightforward and truthful enough. But it is everywhere on the alternate news media. It's activist post picked it up, and it's I have like 10 Facebook friends who sent me the same story from different sources.
That's always a good sign. Well, cool. You know, because it's really the story of the moment. And like I said, I've got some very important links. I've also got the case itself. You can download it and read the case file. I think that the case reads like a mystery novel, really, in a certain way. And bottom line, what I did was summarize the most important points for you to be aware of, and then with armed with that, if you go in and read this case file, and then of course go over to David Wilcox's story, and David Wilcox is the one who broke the story in essence on my show on American Freedom Radio here last, I guess that was Wednesday. Has it really been a week? It's incredible. It's been a wild week, let me just say. That's blowing my mind that it was a week ago. Yeah, right. Okay. And Christmas is in a few days. I know, I get it. It's just crazy. But at any rate, I just want to say that it's a developing story. And what we really need to get to the bottom of is why the lawsuit has been filed, what they want to accomplish by filing such a lawsuit. And there's no doubt, it seems, that they were actually taken for a ride. The money was stolen from them, the bonds that they had that they were trying to basically cash in, which were trillions of dollars of bonds, and so on. So I'm going to have some very groundbreaking testimony in the next couple days. So, again, please stay tuned to Project Camelot for all of that. So, Mike, I want to welcome you. I'm sorry to kind of give this whole, you know, front piece before we even got started, but you are a very welcome guest, and I'm very excited to have you on the show. Could you just give a brief introduction and tell people, because it's such a great story, how you ended up to be a talk show host and actually number one talk show host, if I understood you correctly.
Well, yeah, it is an interesting story. And, you know, I come out of the technical field. I spent most of my adult career in the semiconductor industry and worked with one of the three largest producers in the world nearly exclusively for almost 30 years. Learning, you know, the business and learning, you know, how to build better semiconductor devices. There was a political change that happened in the U.S. If everyone remembers when Ross Perot ran for president back in 92, Ross Perot said, if you sign NAFTA, if you sign GATT, that giant sucking sound you hear will be jobs leaving the U.S. Well, he was right. Clinton won the election, defeated George H.W. Bush, and the semiconductor jobs, which were never advertised as leaving the country because they were high-tech, state-of-the-art, they were supposed to stay here. But within a couple of years, they were all offshored, and the industry went to China. So it no longer resides here in the U.S. in the magnitude as it was. The U.S. was the number one producer of semiconductors in the world by dollar volume, and now we're like 8 or 9, which is a substantial change in position. But coming out of that, in my previous experience, my first job out of undergraduate school was working with a company. We were a subcontractor putting telemetry systems in what were Pershing 2 missiles at White Sands Missile Range back in the early 80s. And so that's what gave me some insight onto what happened here. And I write for VeteransToday.com as well. And I wrote an article about how the Iranian drone was captured. And that's really what happened. It was captured. So you have to ask yourself about this drone. It's flying at 50,000 feet. It's invisible to radar. It's painted a flat, non-reflective surface, so it doesn't reflect light. So how does someone on the ground even know it's there? And so you start asking these type of questions, and it leads you down a path that it's pretty conclusive that whenever we exported our industry to China, China built in a series of hardware and firmware backdoors into the components that actually make up the systems that comprise the drone itself. So that's that's really what got me started. And I asked you to appear on my show because I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. I've watched a couple hundred hours of your interviews with everybody who I could download via YouTube on this. So, like I said, I feel like I know you already and had you on the show. And you're right, we did create a bit of a stir. I got scolded by management for talking about things like aliens and shape-shifting reptilian people. So, but we didn't even talk about that. So, anyway, I digress.
Well, no, we didn't. We didn't really go down that road, although I would be perfectly willing to do so. I think I blew everyone's mind because I came up with some stuff right out the gate that I think people on Republic Broadcasting aren't allowed to really talk about. And this, you know, Republic Broadcasting, in what I can tell, kind of stays a hard line and tries to stay in the mainstream and also doesn't allow things. They're a lot like Alex Jones and, gosh, there's some other people out there who just, they go over the political arena and they really do have quite a widespread in that regard, but they completely leave out the ET quotient, so to speak. Isn't that right?
No, they do, and I was told to focus on issues that directly affect the country as it sits today. And there's a lot of material in there to work with, and so I've been focusing on that, and I've sort of backburnered this. But anyone who is skeptical about whether UFOs exist or they're real, you merely have to go to YouTube and type in UFO, and you get a couple thousand postings up there of people who've captured images with their own cell phones or their own video cameras. And it becomes pretty clear. They don't even try to debunk this stuff anymore. But nobody talks about it. It's still an out-of-bounds subject as far as that goes.
I'm really disappointed, though. You say you put that on the back burner. So you're not going to try to take down the house over there without bringing on others like me?
Well, all things come to he who waits. I'm merely waiting for the right moment.
Okay, well, let's hope it happens sooner rather than later.
Well, I had Joseph Farrell on, and he was an excellent guest, and his commentary about advanced physics that was developed by the Nazi Party during World War II was an excellent discussion, and Joseph's invited back. I'd like to have him back, but sure. I was told just to mitigate it, and I felt that shoving their face in it just the following week after being scolded, I might be tempted. I don't want to bait the bear.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I enjoy baiting the bear, as you call it, but that's just me. So obviously I'm Project Camelot and so on. So, but at any rate, let's, you never told people the anecdote of how you ended up to be a talk show host.
Well, I had an article in Veterans Today, and it was picked up by one of the talk show hosts at American Freedom Radio. And I was requested for an interview, so I'm on the line. I'm interviewing with the guy. Everything's going fine. Everything's going well. And all of a sudden, this guy starts slurring his speech and stumbling over his words. And, you know, he sounded like either he was drunk or he had a stroke. And so the producer pulled him off the air and canned him, just shut him down. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to just ad-lib for the next, 30, 40 minutes or what? And the producer said, gosh, if you could do that, that'd be great. So I just got on and just kind of winged it for the next 30 minutes or so and, made stuff up, told amusing stories, gave my political views, et cetera. And at the end of the show, they called me back and said, well, we need someone for Friday and the rest of the week. Can you sit in while we recruit someone? I said, sure, not a problem. And they said, well, if it works out, we like your views. We might want to have you on a permanent basis. And so here I am 30 days later, and I got been getting some wonderful fan mail from the listeners out there. And I've been getting kudos. And the producer told me today that I'm their top-rated talk show host everything from 6 p.m. until noon, so which is a good time.
But you actually said American Freedom Radio. What you meant was
I meant Republic Radio. I'm looking at your icon here, and the brain is misfiring. My mistake was it was Republic Radio where I was on. The producer came back and told me, please take care.
Okay, well, and you know, that's just great. And so you had been on the air for 4 weeks when you invited me on, and basically just following your kind of instincts and your passion, so to speak, for the subject matter. And then what happened was, I guess after the fact, you got sort of berated by the owner of the station or the network, as it is.
Well, I got a scolding, and I was told to focus on a particular area, which is in the political arena, about things that people understand and are quantifiable, and don't go off the reservation. And so I agreed to do that and everything. And the reason I invited you on is, like I said, I'm a fan. I've watched probably, you know, 100-plus, you know, hours of your Project Camelot interviews. And, you know, I can go down the list, and I can, you know, I've got a pretty good memory. I can tell you about what every one of them talked about, just about. And
cool.
I find your subject matter, you know, compelling for me. It's been a deep passion my entire life. I've known that I've wanted to help mankind get into space since I was 4 years old. And so when people have information about UFOs and other alternative advanced physics that I don't am not yet aware of, then I want to understand that. And so that's what drives me to inquiring minds. I have a hungry mind, as I say.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things we talked about was the sort of skill you have in putting into words that corporate America can really relate to, sort of bridging the gap when you're talking about the subject matter and being able to make sense of it from their perspective, from a mainstream perspective. Now we're going to go to a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about that and go down that road as to how you do that and what you do. Okay, we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Run!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are here with Mike Harris, who has joined us. He's originally a talk show host on Republic Broadcasting in the early mornings, I think 5 days a week. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yes, that's correct. I'm on from 6 a.m. until 8 a.m. Pacific time, and boy, it's tough getting out of bed sometimes.
Oh, boy, I bet. I couldn't do it. No way. No way, Jose. But at any rate, I admire that you do, and I'm sorry I miss your show because I'd like to hear a lot of the guests you have on are quite interesting. What I'd like to do is get a little deeper into the article you wrote and I've been trying to encourage you to even write more because you obviously have sort of a handle on this whole, back door in our technology. The Motorola story is maybe pivotal in terms of people understanding that there has been something going on in the American economy, not just that started, the housing debacle and so on and so forth, but having to do with technology and what's kind of giving away the secrets, so to speak, and it goes down a lot of roads, really. And so, can you talk about sort of how your thought process in terms of your experience at Motorola, and then what was going on, and how that story kind of progressed to where I believe you were part of a group that made an offer to them for this particular division or something. I'm not sure. Sorry about this. I'm having to I have to keep phones on because I have a whistleblower central over here, right? So I apologize for that. But at any rate, could you go into all of that for the listeners? Because I want them to understand that this really does have basis in reality.
Well, yeah, like I stated, once the U.S. government, when Bill Clinton was president, signed the NAFTA treaty, and they signed the GATT treaty, which is the General Agreement on Trades and Tariff, and allowed China into the WTO, that allowed China access to the entire U.S. Patent Office portfolio of patents and all the intellectual property therein. So what happened is a lot of major manufacturers, Motorola was at the time the number three producer by dollar volume of semiconductor devices in the world. Once that treaty went through, or those treaties went through, they were out of the business. They were starting to divest and break up the semiconductor group in 1998. The article that I sent you was out of the Wall Street Journal. I made the front page on that. We tendered a $1.6 billion all-cash deal for one of their business units within the semiconductor group. What's not contained in that story is in September of 2000, I came back and tendered a $10 billion all-cash offer for all of Motorola Semiconductor Group and was given a polite no. And I didn't understand this at the time. And later, now that, you know, history is, that's all history behind us, I have a little better perspective for it. But the fix was in, and they weren't going to sell to anyone in the U.S. That was just it. They weren't going to allow those assets to transfer and to remain domestic within the U.S. economy. So in 1999, Motorola was the largest employer in the Arizona. They were a resident in Phoenix and Mesa. And in that those two communities, they employed over 27,000 people, just Motorola, one company. And by, we tendered the offer in 98. By 99, they had 27,000 employees. Today, they have fewer than 500 employees. And the other part of the coin that goes with that is those jobs paid good money. They were an average of $60,000 a year, and now they pay, those jobs are gone. Like I said, they have 500 people left in the valley. And 26,500 people, delta of reduced jobs that are never coming back. They're not coming back. And my point of the article is that the United States needs to maintain certain strategic industries for nothing else for national defense. And by, parallel to signing the treaties, Al Gore was streamlining the Pentagon's procurement process, where he dumbed down the procurement specifications. At the time, it was called MILSPEC 883-C2, and now the version is MILSPEC 883-H. And it's a greatly relaxed specification, which essentially means there's no difference between an off-the-shelf part that's going to go in your flat-screen TV and one that's going to go in, for instance, this top-secret drone that got captured. So they're using interchangeable components on there, which have no military safeguards engineered or specified in them. And the premise behind this is that you can engineer these devices, you can design them with secret back doors, so that once it hits, once someone sends a frequency at it. Back when I was at working with the White Sands people, the state of the art for telemetry modulation was FM-FM modulation, in order to capture all the functions going on inside of a missile. And so telemetry functions are still valuable within the drone. And so they just have to capture one of those frequencies in order to trigger the hardware inside the drone, which will make it download essentially a set of viruses that removes control from the U.S.-based airman who's flying it, and it allows a third party to take control of it. In this case, it was Iranians. And they managed to take control and safely land the drone. And that's really what the article focuses on, that's what the article is about. And it's about how our government has mishandled all of these industrial policies, economic policies, that put the country, the United States of America, and all of our servicemen who are serving in the military, are now at risk as a result of this type of mismanagement.
I don't actually agree necessarily that that's exactly what happened with the drone, but I do appreciate the idea of the back door and this very puzzling sort of access that China has gotten over the years to our technology. And as you said, I guess through the World Trade Organization, at that moment you're saying they got access to all the patents. If that's true, then they get access to the all the specifications within those patents. I mean, because there's a certain level at which that has to be, I guess, public domain, and then patents that are not public domain.
Well, let me interject. Whenever you file a patent, you have to disclose your proprietary technology. And that's the downside of filing a patent, is you have to disclose your secret sauce, so to speak. So once people have your secret methodology, China has a different view on intellectual property than the West does. They look at it as, what if they know how to do it, they will copy it, they will emulate it. We've had tremendous problems with using China as a trading partner just across the board. I mean, everybody's seen knockoffs of virtually everything out there. They don't think the same way that we do. They don't have the same respect or sanctity of intellectual property. And their court system does not allow U.S.-based companies easy access to solutions within the framework of their law. So it's a complex problem. And by allowing them...
Let me just interrupt here because, you know, I'm sorry, but it sounds a lot like a group mind mentality. And this is part of my problem with the whole China is fabulous sort of scenario that some people are trying to paint for the future here. The group mind is part of an ET group, depending on which race you're talking about. Basically, it's a type of mindset. It's not just the grays, and I'm talking about bioengineered grays. I'm talking about, you know, a gray race, of which there are many, and then also various reptilian races, Draco, and so on. People wonder what the battle is all about. You know, why not just go along with these guys? It's all cool, right? But in the end, what you're talking about is the difference between a group mind and allowing individuals to develop to their greatest potential on their own without telepathy is one thing, but a group mind is something else. And so it gets very dicey. When you go down that road, in my view, it's a slippery slope. And people do not realize that that's one of the key sort of crux of the matter here. When we're talking about China and a philosophy that goes back ages and ages and ages and has to do with our ET heritage. I mean, this is really crucial. And so you're just, you know, you happen to be triggering that sort of notion here when you're talking about how they view differently the idea of intellectual property.
Well, the West looks at it that if an inventor goes out and comes up with a gadget and he patents his gadget, that's his. He owns the rights to that into the 17 to 20 year patent cycle that it goes through. But he has exclusive rights to that. Anyone who infringes, because it's his work, he owns it, they have to remunerate him for this. But the Chinese think differently, and that is, once something is invented, it belongs to everyone. And it does, the group mind analogy that you make is an excellent analogy for that type of thinking, because they do not ascribe ownership to any one individual. And so it's a very subtle difference, but it's a marked difference in how the two commercial systems work between the U.S. and China, and that's one of the causes of some of the trade friction that we have.
Right, absolutely. So semiconductors, let's drill down to that, because I know some people are not technical necessarily, and they're not going to know exactly where semiconductors are used across the board in various applications.
Well, semiconductors are used in virtually everything. For your automobile uses semiconductors now. You know, your automatic brake controllers, your engine controller that controls the amount of fuel versus air you get into your fuel injection system. There's so many applications. You know, they're used in stereos, they're used in TV sets, your computers, cell phones, name it. I mean, it's hard. These days, toasters have semiconductors in them that sense when the heat is getting up to the right level to make the bread brown. I mean, it's in everything you can even imagine these days. They're so ubiquitous.
Okay. Now, originally, was Motorola, because I don't know the history, is Motorola, an originally U.S. company, or was it Japanese?
No. Motorola was a U.S. company. They were started by the Galvin family back, pre-World War II. But they were the leader in communications. They were primarily a radio company, They had the first working models of cell phones came out. They had the first handsets. They were these big old brick things, and they got smaller and smaller and smaller and faster and more cost effective. And now Motorola's out of the business of cell phones. Even they're not even in that business anymore. But as far as semiconductor production, they were the number three producer in the world. They were just a fabulous U.S.-run company, and I don't understand how they even got out of the business because it was so profitable for them.
Yeah, it's a fascinating study, and you know, I again would love it if you would write even a series of articles, but whatever. Gosh, you could write probably a book about this story. I don't know if other people have. But you have obviously got an inside track on what went down there, and it might be, you know, a good model for some of the other industries and some of the other things that have gone on here in the U.S. over the past, let's say, 10 to 20 years. And innovation is really the name of the game when it comes to technology, I have to say. And I don't think that we come up short in that department here in the U.S. at all. But it's really fascinating how we are emulated around the world, regardless of, you know, our bad political MO as it's happened over the years, which has really sullied our image, so to speak. But when I travel all the time around the world, and have to say that I it's not so much the U.S. or the American sort of sense of, I don't know, rebellion, ingenuity, innovation, that sort of ideal has never gone away, and it still informs a lot of what we do here in America. But I see that there is sort of an encroaching move, and it has to do with things like backdoors in the technology and giving away certain things that perhaps should never have left the U.S. And the question is, where is it all leading? And, you know, people will know that I have whistleblower testimony that talking about an eventual war with China. Now, needless to say, at the very top levels, these people, especially in the Illuminati, are working together. But there are also sort of games within games, and there are sort of factions that are hiding behind what in this world is seen of as a very positive front, right? And so the PR is really good, and it looks sort of airtight, but that's the last thing you wanna follow. And of course, the TV show V was a perfect indicator of that kind of, you know, PR that goes on that is makes things look really beautiful in the front and really palatable, but in essence are not. We'll be right back. Mike Harris is my guest. Thank you so much.
Leave, don't leave me. Look around. Choose your own ground.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we have Mike Harris as my guest. So, Mike, just in terms of all of this, what, the things we were talking about just before the break, in terms of having a certain PR, having a certain mindset, where do you think this idea for leaving open doors in our technology comes from, and what's the motivation?
No, I think the motivation is financial, and I think that it comes from our banking communities here within the U.S. who are looking to expand their control over their profitability and at sacrificing national sovereignty of the United States. I think that's just a wrong approach.
Okay, so you think it's financial, and maybe everything comes down to money. I mean, you know, the bottom line, which is the hot news item and what was broken on my show last week, of course, is the $1 trillion lawsuit. And I did ask you to take a look at that lawsuit, and I assume you did, because you have a very astute mind, and what's interesting is you do cover the technology, so you have a sort of acumen for technology as well as, a great speaking demeanor. You did run for governor of Arizona, and I do want to talk about all that too. But if you look at this, can you address that situation?
Well, which part of the situation would you like me to address? You know, essentially, we have a major financial fraud, which has been, if you take the suit at face value, and it's not been tried yet, so we don't have matters of fact. We have allegations within the suit. But if you take the allegations as fact, at face value, as I said, we have a major financial fraud, which was attempted to be perpetrated by the Federal Reserve and a number of other bodies, the Bank of International Settlements, et cetera, and certain individuals against this Dragon family, who alleges that they are the holders of bonds that they accepted in exchange for gold, you know, a lot of gold, and that those funds were used to develop the U.S. During what we look at as, you know, the time of the Wild West, essentially, and build the Transcontinental Railroad. That's what the use of the proceeds was, and the Dragon family felt that they were being defrauded, you know, around beginning in 1917 or so. They became aware of the fraud starting to happen, and they stopped lending gold to the U.S. around 1933. But if you track global events at the same time, that's about the time that Hitler was taking power in Germany, and that there was a major sea change going to occur with Japan going against China in a war for control of Asia.
Okay, and that's in a nutshell a very very quick history. But what I'm saying here is, in terms of the lawsuit itself, what they're doing is, we have a group from, well, it's really the Dragon family and a representative, which is Keenan, Neil Keenan, who's been sort of appointed the representative. And he's carrying a certain amount of bonds that he wants to, in essence, make good on or cash in, right? And at that point, he gets sort of taken for a ride, if you read the whole lawsuit, so I know where I'm going with you.
I got up to page 44 out of 114 pages.
Okay. Because it kind of gets better as the further you go in. But at any rate, in essence, what happened is he got wrapped up with some Italians. And I have to say that, unfortunately, Benjamin Fulford was introduced to Leo Zagami, who then introduced him to this individual whose name escapes me at this exact moment, but he's named in the lawsuit. And he was somebody who kind of gained Keenan's trust, and then he entrusted his bonds to be held by this individual simply to safeguard them. And then eventually what happened is, this individual, through certain channels, brought him to a group in the UN. Some people in Davos and the Davos Economic Forum got involved. Berlusconi got involved. I mean, it's quite a saga. And basically what they wanted to do, because it was a lot of money, and they were not ever going to give them dollar for dollar on the bonds. What they were going to give them was a real watered down amount, which, if you're, because I think the bonds amount to several trillion and or hundreds of trillion, and then what they were going to get was hundreds of million or something like, I think it's 200, well, at least 200 million. I forget exactly how much they were offered.
The value on the bonds with interest from that time was $237 trillion. So we're talking adult money here.
But see, again, they weren't going to give them dollar for dollar. So what they were trying to do was get them in one of these trading programs. And I've recently been educated about these trading programs, these very high-level trading programs that go on, in which the amount to enter in with is $200 million. That's the bottom line. And then what happens is they take that money, they invest it in starting a project in another country, often a third world country. And from there, they're supposed to give you proceeds to whoever, you know, whosever money it was, right? And the investor, so to speak. And ultimately, the investor gets frauded. And they never get their, you know, they never see a return on their money. Or if they do, they see it a diminishing returns. It starts out, maybe they get something, and then eventually they basically get nothing. And they have no recourse. It's amazing. And so there are all kinds of things going on in the background as to why they were doing this, et cetera, et cetera. But they wanted this Neil Keenan to do this behind the back of the Dragon family. And the money belonged in theory to this, you know, the king of Indonesia. Excuse my voice. I think you say his name, Sukarno.
Yes, that's correct.
And now his son, I believe it's his, from what I understand, it's his son. But in the lawsuit, I think they say it's the nephew or something like that. But at any rate, and he was supposed to do this behind their back. So basically he refused, but it was kind of like a sting operation that happened all around him. And he paints the picture. And it's quite interesting and quite compelling, I have to say. Now, I have some researchers on this studying the background as we speak. But what I put on my blog and what is really pertinent here is something called the Book of Codes or the Book of Maklumat. And from now, what I understand is Maklumat is the same thing as the Book of Codes. And then on my blog, I explain, well, I basically quoted from the lawsuit as to what they say they've got. And literally, they say they've got the original, which is very, very kind of mind-blowing in and of itself. And this book is notorious, but apparently the information could take down, whole regimes, countries, certainly the U.S. government, et cetera, et cetera. And that's partly because of the bonds, the names associated with the bonds that are associated with this Book of Codes, and actually had to do with the whole setup of the Federal Reserve, et cetera, et cetera. It's a real saga. So are you familiar with any of that?
Well, like I said, I got to page 44 in the time that I had today since I downloaded this from David's website. But the underlying premise here is that the financial system globally is broken. I mean, you look at the problems we have in the U.S., you look at the problems that are going on in Europe. The Western banking system is coming to a screeching halt, and or it's the major fraud against humanity in the history of our race. And I think it's a combination of the two, that this thing is just, it's a train wreck. It's a slow-motion train wreck. Now, can they pull some jujitsu out in the end and flip this thing and maintain their control over us? I don't know. But we're certainly making a lot of noise as individuals globally. If you look at the protest movements around the world, that people are seeing through it. And for the first time via the Internet, people are having informed opinions about how they're being treated. And it's all financially based. And we're working for a group of psychopathic criminals is just how I see it.
Well, okay. Are you familiar with the gold, but, you know, this whole idea of the gold being hidden in the Philippines and other places around the planet, and that there's actually a second system that relies on and is backed by phenomenal amounts of gold? Because that's part of the story.
Yes, I'm aware of that. And I'm aware of the Japanese golden lily treasure, which was buried in the Philippines because it was so massive they couldn't move it prior to World War II when MacArthur came back. I'm aware of that. I'm aware that's been recovered by members of the Bush family, allegedly. And there's just a lot of stuff going on that's almost so fantastic that you want to scratch your head and say, how much of this is real and how much, you know, how do I discern what's real and how do I discern what is not?
I mean, that's the whole point. But what's interesting about the lawsuit is it kind of focuses the mind a bit here, specifically on a certain case in respect to the gold. But it, through this case, as a window in, you can definitely start to see the breakdown of the whole system. Okay, we're coming to a break. We'll be right back. I can't believe that we've had 1 hour already. This is just incredible. We're going to be right back after this break, and we'll drill down even further.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Mike Harris. Mike, are you still with me?
Oh, of course. I'm like gum on your shoe. You can't get rid of me.
Okay, cool. So, we were just about to go down some different roads in terms of this whole story and in terms of the lawsuit and what's being talked about here, which is, in essence, the nature of gold on the planet and what's happening with gold, where it's going, and whether countries are indeed backed by gold or not. And this may be outside both our expertise, actually, but I was just curious if you had any exposure to what had gone on with regard to the Philippines and the money there.
Well, like I said, I was aware of the Japanese Golden Lily treasure, which was buried there during World War II, and it was so massive that the Japanese forces did not have time to evacuate it, so they hid it there, and that was found sometime during the Bush administration, Bush 1, Bush 41, George H.W. Bush. And if you remember the toppling of the Marcos regime and the chaos that ensued, that was coincident with that set of issues. I'm not saying they're related, but they were just coincident. That the timeline is very very fortuitous for someone.
Okay. Well, as far as the gold in the Philippines and why these particular bonds were coming out into the public domain at this point through the lawsuit, and whether or not they really thought that they would get somewhere, are all sort of developing questions that have to be investigated further. And a lot of people were puzzled because David Wilcock, received the death threat. But what I actually want to do at this point is transition over to your run for governor, because you yourself were, had a death threat during that time. And maybe you can kind of describe how you got into running for governors of Arizona, and then and for the listeners, I'm not even sure how this works out or how it's part of your background, but in some strange way, you actually used to hobnob with the Bushes. Isn't that right?
Well, I had dinner with George and Barbara on an occasion. I've got some photographs with them. I've had dinner with Henry Kissinger and some other people. What's missing in the story here is during the 92 through 94 election cycle, I served as the finance chairman for the Republican Party. And if you recall, back in 94, that was the first time the Republicans had taken the House in almost 50 years. And that was a really big deal, and I worked really hard to raise money and help Republicans get elected. And so I thought I had a pretty good inside track. I'd always been a pretty right-wing, hard conservative kind of guy. And I was sitting around my house one evening about 2004, 2005, and I was watching Fox News, and I was getting more and more aggravated with the conditions within the state of Arizona, how they were deteriorating due to the border conditions with the importation of so many illegal drugs and so much human trafficking, bringing illegal aliens into our country. Roughly between 6,000 and 8,000 per night sneak across the border every night. And it really was deteriorating the quality of life for, I've been a longtime resident of Arizona. I went to undergraduate school there at the University of Arizona. And I watched how things had gotten worse and worse and worse. And I thought to myself, well, Mike, you know, if you, you know, get up off your dead rear end and quit complaining and yelling at the TV set and do something about it, you want to make a difference, go make a difference. So I threw my hat in the ring and became a candidate seeking a Republican nomination for governor. And that was an entire adventure in itself that we could talk about for days if you wanted to. But it's like they say in the military, you don't know what it's like to have a bomb go off next to you until you have a bomb go off next to you. Well, you don't know what it's like to run in a political race until you run in a big political race. And governor of Arizona was a big race, and it was a life-changing event for me. And it's not that I had a death threat against me. I had an attempt on my life. I'd been out campaigning all day, got home to walk the dog. He'd been in the house all day, went to go potty, et cetera. And there was a truck waiting for me about half a block away with the motor running and the lights off, and they attempted to run me and the dog down. And so the good news is my neighbor had one of those mailboxes that's got bricks, you know, it's fortified mailbox inside the bricks, and I jumped behind that and pulled the dog with me, and the truck hit the thing and scraped itself up, did a U-turn in the cul-de-sac and spun away. But my staff had stuff done to them. They'd had pranks, if you will. We had our offices broken into. We'd had our computers were hacked. We had just a number of nefarious, dirty tricks that happened that I have direct experience with, regrettably, and it really opens your eyes, because until you're the candidate and until you're in their you're the target in their gun sights, you don't know what it's like, and it can be harrowing.
Well, you also knew Kathleen Gifford, right?
I knew, yes, Gabby Giffords and I. She was campaigning for her freshman term as a congresswoman, and I was campaigning to win the Republican nomination for governor of Arizona. And so her and I had shared a podium on a number of occasions. I can't say we were close friends, but we were friendly. You know, I mean, she's a Democrat, I'm a Republican, but you know, she's a very charming, well-spoken, articulate woman, and you know, what happened to her, I think, was extremely unfortunate. So,
right. Well, okay. So at that point, I mean, it is really interesting how you were attacked, basically during your run for governor, and in some ways, I guess it also affected you on a personal level, right? I don't expect you to go into any of that, but if you want to allude to something. In terms of, you know, because where did you think the attacks came from? Did you have any idea, that sort of thing?
Well, I had a good idea, but in retrospect, I have to rethink. And the attacks, the personal attacks, they came from everywhere. I'd never been sued in my life, and within a very short period of time, I have to deal with multiple lawsuits. And for what? The campaign consultant that I had hired. I didn't want to hire an Arizona consultant because I figured, well, I didn't want anyone with any political flavor from Arizona. I know how the backroom games work, and they can kill you before you're out of the blocks. So I hired a group out of Ohio, and I had these guys, one of their staff members was communicating with my Maricopa and Pima County chairman, which are the two biggest counties in Arizona, and advocating for them to commit a felony by forming a PAC and coordinating PAC money with campaign money and setting up a series of traps. Just things like this, just dirty stuff. I mean, you can't believe what goes on behind the scenes in politics. It's somewhat awful.
Well, yes, absolutely. And so at this point, I mean, because it is interesting, your take on things and where you come from, because I know your background being sort of this hardline, I don't know if you'd call it hardline, but a Republican for sure, and how you got involved with the people you were involved with at the time, and I wonder if your friends, your kind of group of close friends has changed over those years.
Well, you know, my core friends have been my core friends forever. I you know, my very first friend in my life was my cousin David. He and I are still close. But I've got friends that I've maintained for 20, 25 years. And they're still my close guys, close girls, you know, women and men who I'm very close with. But you can tell who is a fair weather friend and who is really your friend very easily once you you stick out your hand and you have to ask them for campaign funds to run. It becomes pretty obvious pretty quick who's really on your side and who isn't.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, it's kind of like Project Camelot. We do exist to a large degree on donations, you know, not to make a plug for that here, but we still are trying to survive in that way. And the only other way I make money is when I do a conference, whether it be a live conference in the real world or one online, which I'm going to hope to do so very soon. Another one, simply because otherwise we're not going to have money to survive. But, as I know how that goes. But in terms of, you know, how you got to be to this place and where things are going in the future with our country, if you look down the road, and obviously you have sort of a military background in a sense, right, having worked at White Sands?
Well, like I said, I was a civilian contractor there where we were a vendor to the military. Our goal was to put that telemetry system into that Pershing 2 missile, and we were focused on the technical aspects that way. I'm not a military-type person. I admire the military a great deal, and I think that our guys and our girls do a great job. But I also think that they've been abused, and our government sending them into really illegal wars with no set outcome is foolish to me. It just doesn't make sense. But that's a whole nother, you know, 8-hour conversation.
Sure, but you write for Veterans Today, right?
Yes, I do. I met Gordon Duff, who is a Marine Corps veteran. He retired as a colonel and then went to work for one of the alphabet soups, begins with a C, ends with an A, organizations. And he invited me to write a column because of the assassination of Judge Roll and the attempt on Gabby Giffords. And because I was on the scene, and I actually knew Gabby Giffords. And, I got that article out very quickly. But it's some things about the attempt on her life didn't make sense, where just one man, this Jared Lochner, who is the alleged perpetrator, he seems more like a patsy, that this was a more coordinated attempt on those two people. And then we have subsequent revelations that Judge Roll and Congresswoman Giffords were making their own inquiries into the Department of Justice and their conduct of the Fast and Furious scandal, which I'm sure everyone's heard about, where our own Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms provided over 3,000 military-grade weapons to the Mexican drug cartels. And Fast and Furious was a subset of a larger program called Operation Gunwalker, where there's over 30,000 military-grade weapons have been provided to the Mexican drug cartels. Then you cross-reference that and you link it to the CIA involvement in the drug business and the fact that the two largest drug gangs and MS-13, the leadership of those three organizations, those cartel gang organizations, has been trained at Fort Benning as part of other programs. It suddenly the web starts to gel, where you see that CIA involvement in the drug business is a huge, huge industry, and it's destroying our country. It's destroying other countries, and these are funds. It's estimated to be $1 trillion a year revenue stream that is unaccounted for and has no accountability to anyone. And when things like that happen, you begin to see the influence that drug money has on our elections, on our elected officials, on our judicial. And that's really what is troubling to me greatly, is the fact that our entire government seems to be corrupted at this point in time. And that's something that I advocate over on my radio show, that we have a cancer in this country, and this cancer has its nexus in this CIA drug trade that's there. And until we correct that problem and remove these people from their positions of power, we're going to continue to have problems. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Right. Well, you know, that brings us to a whole different area, which is obviously what is known as the last circle. And you know, I was sort of referring you to that book and the whole CIA drug money and that conspiracy that involves Promise Software, depending on how you want to pronounce it, Michael Reconosciuto, and so on. So that whole story, which is often referred to as Octopus, that's really where you're going with all of this. In the end, I have to say, with your perspective and being so kind of open about it, and I have to assume that perhaps you were this open back when you were running for governor on some level, it doesn't sound like you would have gotten to first base with any party. I'm sure they wanted to take you down as a result of that.
Well, they certainly did, and I was not the one they had anointed for that position. So they had someone else they preferred over me as the candidate, and so I wasted a lot of time, spent a lot of money, and got one heck of an education as to how rough the political environment can be. But the problem, comes down to this, Kerry, is that the United States has a cancer growing in it, and there's a lot of different tendrils to this. The analogy of an octopus is very good. The CIA involvement in drug trafficking, and this is public record again, because if you go back to the Iran-Contra hearings, where you have Ali North and George H.W. Bush as vice president overseeing these type of transactions where they were trading drugs for guns to fund a war effort in Central America that Congress had said no to circumvent the whole congressional process. And this gives people who are in those positions a frightening amount of power and a frightening amount of influence over how the business of government is conducted. And in my opinion, this is just me, this is naive Mike talking here, but the ability to serve the public is really the noblest calling that any man can ever face. And those who take the responsibility that's given to them and subvert it for personal gain and or other ends that are not conducted with the Constitution of this country, I need to be hung as traitors. I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel, and I take this extremely serious, and I want to get to the root of the problem and remove it from public life and prevent these people from ever having any position of responsibility or authority in this country ever again.
I appreciate that. Well, in terms of the drug money being siphoned off to black projects, and because, although you say you don't have a military background, you certainly have sort of had interaction with the military, it sounds like, in your career. We're going to go to break right now, but if you can hold that thought and come back to sort of answer the implied question that I'm getting at here, but I'll follow it up after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Run!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Harris, who ran for governor of Arizona and had a real eye-opener in that experience. And we've sort of made our way over to this whole discussion about his connections with the military, because he writes for Veterans Today. So it's kind of a natural corollary to assume why they would invite you to speak or to have a podium, so to speak, as a writer on Veterans Today. I know you say that you're good friends with Gordon Duff, and I have extended an invitation through you to get to him to invite him on my show. And I see that, you know, he's worked for the company, so to speak, Alphabet Agency, that is well known to all. And I did post one of his articles on my blog recently as well, a link that you were gracious enough to send me. But I have to say that it's all very interesting. And you were saying how, because you work at Veterans Today, when we were off air, you have been approached by people or been hearing stories in the halls, so to speak. So do you want to talk about the story about Iran that you've heard?
Well, you have to realize that, first of all, Veterans Today, probably 70% of the people who work for it as a writer or as an editor in any function, they're former intelligence officers. And these guys are real patriots who believe in the concept of the United States. And they disagree with this corrupt faction, which is currently in power and is infiltrating everywhere throughout the U.S. government. So these guys go out there and they lay it on the line, and they tell it like they see it. And that causes some ripples. But Veterans Today internationally is regarded as a very good intelligence source because it does publish the truth. And one fact that your listeners might appreciate is that Veterans Today, nobody gets paid and nobody takes a dime, and there's no advertising. This is a nonprofit for reporting factual news the way it really is. And about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, I was collaborating with editor-in-chief Gordon Duff and managing editor Jim Dean, and we published an article about how Iran, there's no need to go in for Israel or the U.S. to go in and bomb the Iranian nuclear facilities because Iran already purchased nuclear weapons from the former Soviet Union, the Soviet bloc, during the 2003-2004 timeframe, as near as we can tell. Now, we corroborated this with, Gordon has his sources, Jim Dean has his sources, I have my sources, but we corroborated this with both with sources independently of each other, both in Ukraine and in Iran, where this came from. And we've determined that Iran purchased the warhead of an SS-19 missile, which contains six 550-kiloton nuclear devices in it. And they've had sufficient time to back-engineer these so that all the safety interlocks are off of them. And Iran currently today is a nuclear-armed power. And as such, that changes the whole equation about the drumbeat to go to war with Iran, because the premise, like in Iraq, that they had weapons of mass destruction. In Iraq, it was false, but the premise that Iran is developing these, they don't need to develop them. They already have them. And if you can, for a moment, you know, picture in your mind what would happen if Iran would launch one of these devices over a U.S. carrier group somewhere in the Persian Gulf, what the catastrophic effects would be to the U.S. military. And the article's up. You can find it on the website. And any of your listeners, it's www.veteranstoday.com. You can go look it up and just type in Gordon Duff, Mike Harris, Jim Dean, and the article will pop in the screen. You can find it. But it's a fascinating article, and it's truthful and accurate as near as we can tell.
Okay, well, you know, thank you for that. I have to say that, you know, I had no idea that it was sort of a hotbed of intelligence information. I'm now going to spend a lot of my time over there perusing your articles and making sure that I hit you up for whatever the background is on whenever I come across something that is interesting. I also have to say that I'm extremely disappointed that, you know, I know there's a link up between Republic Broadcasting and Veterans Today, but I'm not sure what that link up is. I think you said it goes somehow through Gordon Duff. Is that right?
Yeah, Gordon is really the mover and shaker behind the scenes there. He's the guy who's created the site, and he's the guy. He was friends with a guy named John Stokes, and John brought him into Republic Broadcasting, and they have a reciprocity agreement between them. Anytime I interview any of the writers or editors for Veterans Today, we capture the show, and it appears on the Republic Network, and then it also appears on the Veterans Today site, so you can download any of those interviews as well. And there's fascinating stuff. We had Jim Fetzer on the other day. I mean, he had a great interview, and these are smart guys. And Jim Fetzer, for the record, is he's the McKnight chair holder at University of Emeritus for University of Minnesota. So these are established, you know, academics with real backgrounds, and this is not, you know, some guy in a double wide trailer with a laptop creating stuff. These are real people who have real experience, and they write things that the mainstream media will never ever cover.
Okay, but I have to say it is a disappointment that the whole they want to keep this ET thing off the shelf. But to get back to the...
Well, Gordon Duff does it. Gordon Duff has been pretty direct, and I've referred him to Richard Dolenworth. And, you know, Duff has his own experience of seeing something he can't explain that he'll be glad to talk to you about.
Right.
But if you look at the approach Dolan has taken and Joseph Farrell has taken, where they're historians, and they both look at what is in the record, and just to be able to collate the information in the record and to reach conclusions. You could even make the argument they've already made disclosures, just not official. But there's enough information out there to really realize that this ET thing has got legs. And we don't know what we don't know because they're not telling us, and they're sitting on this. And the same thing can be said for the black projects and how they're funding them. You know, through the drug traffic is a major part, I suspect, of how the black projects are funded.
Well, no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. And this whole gold thing actually, the whole backdrop for the hidden gold, of course, is the building of underground bases and the secret space program and black projects par excellence. In fact, it gets into a whole humanity 2.0 scenario in which they are trying to create another version of humanity through genetic reengineering, et cetera, with off-planet races, and so on and so forth, changing our atmosphere with chemtrails and, atomic hits like Fukushima.
Well, that's other stuff that you and I addressed previously, is that this chemtrail thing, you can walk outside your back door and you can see this is real. And I can't think of any sane reason why mankind would want to put aluminum and barium in our atmosphere and who knows what else. To what positive effect, unless, is there terraforming going on here? Is our planet being changed for some reason we don't know about? You look at the two large oceanic events we've had in the past years, the BP incident in the Gulf of Mexico, and now you look at Fukushima. It was just earlier this week that 50,000 tons of radioactive debris arrived on the Olympic Peninsula up in Washington State. And now we've got to live with this, and we have these disasters. The Fukushima seems more still out. I've heard that the tsunami was not a tsunami; that it was effective a seabed bomb. I've read that somewhere. I don't know. That's just it. We don't know what's real. We don't know how to discern what's fact and what's fiction.
Well, I mean, sure, that's true. But when I get a certain amount of whistleblower testimony that correlates, then I start to believe that what I've got is very, very close to the truth. And I have heard from several sources that, that was augmented. In essence, they have had multiple earthquakes in that area of Honshu, Japan. But you can go back years and see, actually track it. But what they did was augment it. So it was extreme, extra large. And then on top of it, they planted a nuke under Fukushima. This is information I have, which I know it goes down the sort of woo-woo path, but basically because they said there was an ET base under there. Now, that's the story I got. Whether or not I'm being led astray or whether there is a similar story out there, but it's more correct, has to do with, because what happens is the amount of radiation is also changing our atmosphere, as is the Gulf oil spill, which you rightly said. There's more methane in our atmosphere and other things. All of this is leading to the idea that there's another race sort of planning to take occupancy, and that has been creating human hybrids that they hope to lead down a certain, sort of path of development, that will certain ones will die off and other ones who are more immune to certain things will prosper, and so on. But to get back to Iran and to get back to the nuclear the fact that they do have technology over there already, I mean, it sounds pretty airtight, the information that's on Veterans Today. But it doesn't appear to have made it through to the mainstream, correct?
Well, it hasn't yet, and they're still beating the drums of war to go to war against Iran, and it's pointless. The Iranian people haven't attacked anyone in 300, 400 years, and for all intent and purpose, they may disagree with us religiously and have a different basis, but that's not a reason to vilify someone and to make them into bad people.
Right.
I don't think of them as being bad people. I've got Iranian friends, and known them since college days, and they're good, solid people. And you like them. You like hanging out with them. They're fun.
Right.
And not gonna let religious differences get in the way of our friendship and accepting them as worthwhile human beings.
Okay, so in terms of the Earth being terraformed, and we can go down all these roads, and then we're also still on the track, in as far as I'm concerned, of the whole Promis software. In other words, who have you been approached by? I understand that you probably couldn't say names, but in terms of secret stories about what's really going on in Black Projects, et cetera, because of your access in terms of the technology and your understanding of it, you have to attract a certain group of people that would want to talk to you. Am I wrong?
Well, I haven't had that much experience as far as the type of stuff that you deal in that way. I've really kept my nose clean. I've been a Boy Scout my whole life, and I'm probably I haven't put it out there that I'm looking for that type of information. Now, we broke the Iran nuclear weapon story. That I had to go do some digging on that one. I had to go really lean on some people who I know might know. And one source led to another, and you know, two people, three people away, you find someone who confirms what you had suspected. But I've not had the whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork to me that the way you've been really successful at that. I was going to kind of try to pick your brain as to how you've been successful and what your methodology is.
Well, all I can say is that now that you've been on my show and now that we're talking along these lines, they're going to realize that you have an openness to this subject. It's very likely that some of these people may approach you and may even, want to come on your radio show.
Let me interject something here and just make a clear point. Anyone who is intellectually honest with themselves and with others wants to know the truth. And, we would be remiss and we would be intellectually dishonest if we didn't examine every possibility, no matter how vilified or how taboo it may be in the mainstream media. What are they going to do, call me names? I want to know what's really going on. I want to know what's going on behind the scenes. I want to look behind the veil. Because you can't make good decisions based on bad information. And that's really what it's all about, is the ability to make good, informed decisions. And your comment earlier that there's a game within a game, I believe that 110%.
Absolutely. Well, thank God for that. It sounds like Gordon Duff, at least, is on that page. And what I would say about all of this is that if you do try to examine the political arena, and we talked about this offline, I believe, but basically you're looking at a playing board and you're only seeing the surface. And if you add everything up, and I think you actually said it the best,
A
missing quotient,
right? Yeah, let me give the analogy to the listeners that I gave to you, and that is, let's say we have a hypothetical billiard table, and it's flat, and it's level, and it's rectangular, and you roll a ball down the center of it, and it should go straight. But when it makes a big curve in the middle, when there's no reason for it to make a curve, you have to assume there's some hidden influence that you don't see. If you look at the world events today and how they come together and what's going on behind the scenes, what we're being told doesn't make sense. It just doesn't wash. So there has to be some hidden set of facts or some hidden influence that I'm not aware of or other people aren't aware of, and they're trying to get us to believe something other than what the reality is. And so I look at our mainstream media really as being sort of a PR firm for the powers that were, as you call it. And we'll hold this. We'll come back with after the break.
And thank you for that. But yeah, absolutely.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are still on the track of the Dragonborn. So, Mike Harris, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Carrie?
I'm good. And what I wanted to basically say here is that, you know, because right before the break you were talking about how we've got a billiard table, and if you look at the top, you see a ball that is, you know, that is being hit in essence and not going straight. So there's an influence from elsewhere, and there's a lot of influence from elsewhere. In other words, it's going way off track, and there's a lot of things that can't be explained if you just add two and two. You basically don't come to nine. And so you got to figure out what is between four and nine that's not being talked about. And so that's really where we're going with this. And I, as I was saying in the break, you know, we need people like you who are what I would term sort of crossovers from the mainstream. You've worked in corporate America. You've worked for major companies, and you've also run for governor. But you have an awareness that covers a lot of bases and a lot of ground. And Gordon Duff, a similar type thing. In fact, a lot of people in the intelligence area have gotten clued in to the fact that, you know, we're using technology that is thousands, hundreds if not thousands of years in advance of what is in the public sector, in the military, and in black projects and so on. And so that's usually, it's usually by way of technology that they're introduced to the notion that something else is going on this planet, right?
Well, Carrie, just look at the progress we've made in the last 50 years technology-wise. Just look at it. And it's been tremendous leaps and bounds as far as, you know, semiconductor technology. We're going to go back to the core. I mean, I remember the series Star Trek when it first came out in 1963. They had this communicator thing, and now I've got one in my hand 50 years later. It looks just like it. It's just fantastic, you know, evolution of technology here. And how did it happen so fast? You know, who's being fed what? Where is this all coming from? Is it all, you know, I can see the history of it, how it's emerged, but there's still pieces that don't fit.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of pieces that don't fit, and one of them is, of course, the financial situation we're in. And this is where the lawsuit, to come full circle here, basically focuses the mind in terms of gold and what is in essence a second system that has been operating simultaneously. So what you have are not only black projects that are what Rich Dolan, who is a good friend of mine who wrote UFOs in the National Security State, that you say, I believe you said you'd had him on your program or you read his books.
No, I've invited him, but I've watched his series with you. I've read his books. I think he's a brilliant guy and has excellent presentation skills, by the way.
Absolutely. But he talks about a rogue, basically a rogue civilization, which is operating really parallel to the lives we're leading now here on Earth. And they're being helped. And so although we have leaps and bounds in our technology in the last 50 years, as you say, in the public sector, what's going on in the black projects is...
Well,
you know,
that's absolutely correct. And it looks like we're getting the crumbs off the table compared to what the black projects are getting.
Exactly.
And you look at the suppression, how technology is repressed over unit device type devices, you know, where you have zero-point energy devices. This is stuff that is fascinating, and the physics should work. I mean, my undergraduate is in solid-state physics material science, and it should work. Why doesn't it? There's still the drive system on the B-2 stealth bomber is still not disclosed. That is still held as a tightly held secret. Nobody's got access to it. And you know, you have a negative edge in front and a positive edge behind, and it propels it through the air silently. It's a fascinating technology that still not quite out of the bag yet. So there's a lot to be yet discovered.
Right. At least here on in the sort of mainstream, we are not in the rogue group, although in many ways it's my belief, and we actually have a future talk with Rich Dolan in which we talk about, you know, his book AD After Disclosure, and we talk about all kinds of things along those lines. And basically, we talk about the notion that people like us doing these kinds of shows, and, you know, I'm loosely putting you in there just because you had me as your guest at least, are crossing over, and we're creating a bridge into the world of the black projects. We're actually doing a service for those people because they're in a desperate situation right now. They have a breakaway civilization. They've got a huge gap between what the world they're dealing with and the world we're dealing with. And believe me, if you and I had time right now to go down all those roads, this conversation would go on all night, obviously. And we only have, well, less than 10 minutes to go for the show. So what I'd like to say, though, I'm talking to people that are telling me that our military is dealing in the fourth dimension, that they are going to work in a jump gate or jump room. They are going to places like Mars, that Phobos is a command and control center, that they work for Anunnaki, who are still running things from there.
Well, you know, Carrie, that's been one of my theories all along, having read the work of Sitchin and Neil Freer, is that why would you leave an asset like the Earth is unprotected? Wouldn't you leave a garrison behind, someone to watch after, the caretaker, just to kind of make sure that the place is, when you come back and you power it back up, everything still works?
Well, yes, to put it, you say you haven't got a military background, but you're telling me off the air there that you have, maybe your father was in the military, so maybe that's where you get the lingo.
Oh, no, I just think I read a lot and have a decent vocabulary and retain things.
Okay, well, yeah, but there's a certain word choice that definitely goes with a military background. So, yes, you would leaving a garrison behind, that sort of talk. So I think that makes perfect sense. I think it's probably what they did. I don't think that the military wants us to know that, the Black Project side.
Well, our whole civilization is built on repression of that knowledge, if it's real. And so, but I have to look at it and say, what would I do if I was in the position to make a control? Would I leave an asset like this unprotected? No, I would leave a small garrison assigned to it just to, if they get in trouble, press the help button. We'll be there whenever we can get there. But watch over things, make sure the place runs smoothly. It's the same thing. If the movie The Shining, if you look at that, they didn't leave the property unattended during the winter months when no guests were there. They still left somebody there to make sure that the lights were on and the pipes didn't freeze. And so why wouldn't you do the same thing with this planet here? If you were on this here and you spent the time to develop it, if that's what they did, then wouldn't you leave a garrison? Wouldn't you leave a caretaker behind? Someone didn't manage it while you're gone?
Absolutely. Well, now that's where you get into the real, the nitty-gritty, and that's where you also get into what the issue is that who did they leave behind and who else was already here, and then you get into a whole sort of can of worms. My understanding is that, that there is a Draco-Anunnaki hybrid race that seems to have taken control here, and that we're gradually kind of moving out of their control, but it is a matrix of control, and so this is where the gold kind of comes front and center, because keeping people down economically, keeping them in a survival mode, which is, I guess, I don't know, maybe even two-thirds of the population of the planet is still in that mode, right?
Well, nobody thinks great thoughts when they're trying to figure out where the next meal is going to come from. You don't have time to think great thoughts, to think outside the box. All you have to do is, how am I going to fill my belly, tomorrow?
Right.
And so it keeps you focused on the here and now, not on the greater thoughts. And so I think that maybe this whole economic collapse has been engineered. I don't see it happening by accident. I truly don't. I don't think the guys on Wall Street and who manage the world's finances are stupid enough to screw it up this bad unless there's some other game afoot.
Yes, absolutely. I have to agree with you. I mean, there's no doubt whatsoever that it's an agenda. As I tell people, it's written into the Georgia Guidestones. They really want to reduce the population of the planet. As we started to say earlier in this conversation, we talked about the terraforming happening. That seems to be a no-brainer when you look at the chemtrails also, but certainly in the recent sort of big moves they made in terms of the Gulf accident and then, Fukushima and other small, probably, ecological so-called disasters that have occurred, some of which could very easily have to do with human negligence or even purposeful actions, right?
Well, I agree with that, but just one casual comment. I know your listeners are way more advanced beyond this, but what I tell people who are doubting Thomases, who think, no, there's nothing else in the universe, you look at just the sheer size and magnitude of just this galaxy, and remember, this galaxy is one of, you know, a 10 to the 12th power galaxies out there. And we're running out of time, but there's got to be other life out there somewhere. Just got to find it.
Absolutely. Well, do you have a website other than, or do you want to direct people to your radio show website? You can give me a URL. There is a little tiny bit of time here for you to do that.
Okay, well, if they want to reach me directly, they go to radio@veteranstoday.com, and that goes straight into my inbox. That's for me. But again, it's radio@veteranstoday.com.
Okay, great. So, Mike Harris, thank you so much for being my guest. I hope we can do this again soon.
Well, and Carrie, thank you. You're a gracious and charming host. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, you guys, so take care. Have a great Christmas. I guess this is it. I am going to have a New Year's show, so if you will please tune in and check out my website and my blog. I will let you know when and where. It's going to be on Augusug Radio in Holland, coming out over the internet worldwide. We're going to have incredible.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.